This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
From tomorrow. Jazakumullah khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب رياض الصالحين في باب فضل ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى والحث عليه. يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled رياض الصالحين, The Gardens of the Righteous, in the chapter of the virtue of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouraging others to do so. We accidentally talked about yesterday in the chapter of good manners, but here this is the chapter we're actually on, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن ثوبان قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا انصرف من صلاته استغفر ثلاثا وقال اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. قيل للأوزاعي وهو أحد رواة الحديث كيف الاستغفار؟ قال يقول استغفر الله استغفر الله. رواه مسلم. ثوبان, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that whenever the Prophet ﷺ concluded his prayer, he would beg forgiveness from Allah thrice, and then would recite, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram, which translates to mean, O Allah, you are the grantor of security, and security comes from you. You are the blessing, and O you who have majesty and nobility. Al-Awza'i, one of the narrators of this hadith, was asked, how is forgiveness to be sought? He answered, the Prophet ﷺ used to say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, I beseech forgiveness from you, O Allah. And this hadith is recorded by Muslim and Ahmed and al-Nasa'i and his Sunan. So this hadith is Azim Jiddan. It's a great hadith because many of us say this after our prayer. When we are done, as soon as we say, Assalamu alaikum to Allah, Assalamu alaikum to Allah, and we say, Astaghfirullah, 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 then Allahumma anta salamu wa minka salamu tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Is there anything else that one can say after the salah? Wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukri husni ibadatik. What else is there? Ayatul Kursi, right? Ayatul Kursi. What else? Sayyidul Istighfar. What's Sayyidul Istighfar? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ahli wa'tik mustata'at, to the very end of it. So there are numerous things to say after the salawat al-khams, after the five prayers. And this is just one of the ahadith. And make no mistake that whatever we say from the adhkar is warid, it is present, it is found in the sahih sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is important. Because whenever we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's the dua, the generic dua you can make to call on Allah with whatever hajat, whatever needs that you have. But if there is anything that is at a specific time or a specific number, that is where we rely upon authentic sources and proof. So if you say this 6,000 times, my next question should be what? Where is your proof? Not in a ridiculing and not in a rigid way, but we ask, is there any authentic evidence for that? Because if you say 6,000, I may say 5,024 because it feels good to me. And if we open that door, then what can possibly happen? Right, you start to make, some scholars would even say you're doing your own sharia. Because you are creating a systematic approach to get to Allah at a specific time that hasn't been legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anyone can do that, then we have lost the integrity of revelation, the integrity of prophethood, the integrity of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislates this, make no mistake that that is given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we need to remember. That is why this area in regards to this type of approach is fairly rigid when speaking about saying this at this time or this particular place or this amount of numbers. So for instance, La ilaha illallah wahdu la sharika lah lahul mulku lahul hamdu wa ala kulli. How many times do we say that? 10 times. When? Primarily after the Fajr and after the Maghrib prayer. Type, why is it, you know, can we say it after the other prayers? Yes, there's nothing wrong because it's generically good. But if someone says, no, you have to say it, you have to say it after this prayer, or there is the virtue that has been the Prophet mentioned between, you know, after Fajr and after Maghrib, we associate it to other than that, that's where there can be slight disapproval of that. But generically saying it, there's nothing wrong because it is khair, it is good. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's An Thawban, he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he finished, إِذَا صَرَفَ مِن صَلَاتِهِ إِسْتَغْفَرَ ثَلَاثًا. When he left from his prayer, he would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Waqal. So it means, after saying the istighfar 3 times, he would say, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. So Allah, the Prophet said, oh Allah, you are as-salam. Wa minka salam. What does salam mean? Peace. Okay, what else? Blessing, greeting, khair. Okay, what else? So this is the name of Allah. Anta Salam. Have you ever heard of the name Abdus Salam? This is where we get. So one of the names of Allah is As-Salam. So what does that mean? Allah is the peace. Source of peace. Okay, what else does salam mean? La. Have you ever heard Nas'al Allah al-afiyah wa salama? So peace, prosperity, safety, good spirits, salama. Salama means that you are in a good state, or that you are, dare we even say, safe. Because when you're in a state of peacefulness, you are in a good state. Right? So it's a very comprehensive name. So Allah is the one that is, dare we say, the one that is not peaceful, but He is the one that is, dare we use the word sound, for lack of better words. Okay? Wa minka salam. So the first thing is the name of Allah. When you study the names and attributes of Allah, the scholars always say, okay, there's the ism, and then there's the sifa. There's the name, and then there's the attribute tied to that name, right? So Allah is Al-Hamid. He is the praiseworthy. The attribute tied to praiseworthy is what? Hamd. So He has the attribute of praise, therefore deserving praise, right? Because of what He does. So when Allah is As-Salam, He is the one that gives salam, right? Why is this important? Because Allah gives salam to those that request it. When one follows the deen of Islam, this is indirectly requesting the pleasure of who? Of who? As-salam. Who is Allah? So when you do an action of good, and you may think of the name As-salam, oh Allah, bless me with safety. When we think of what is happening in Gaza right now, this is one name we can think about. So when we, after our prayer, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, right? Save those, salam. This will actually be said on the Day of Judgment. That some of the individuals in the Day of Judgment will say, Allahumma salam, salam. If you've heard of this hadith, this is what some of the inhabitants at that time will say, salam, free me, make me safe, safety, safety. So Allah anta salam wa minka salam. Then after that, it says, "Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram." You are the blessing, and you have the majesty and nobility. So, salam can mean security, safety. You are the blessing, tabarakta, min baraka, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, the majesty and the nobility. So, again, mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa taala, and what's so beautiful here is after you conclude the salah, you make istighfar. And then you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's blessed you with safety and security. So right now that you are even able to pray and to thank Him is a blessing. Able to pray and to thank Him is a form of security. From what? Security from what? And this is deep. And we'll end it here. Hellfire. Well, okay, what else in this dunya? Shaitan. Shaitan. You just finished praying. Is that an action that Shaitan wants you to do? You just concluded your prayer and you asked Allah for forgiveness from any deficiency from the nazarat to Shaitan during the salah. That's why we say astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, for any deficiency that happened during the action of ibadah. And then after that, you're praising Allah that made you safe throughout that process. You understand? And that's why he is a safe, the one that is the grant of security, and the security comes from him. We said, Tabarakta, you are a blessing. You are blessed. Because no one can do that except you to that degree. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, the majestic and the noble. And then Al-Awza'i was a scholar that was during the time of Abu Hanifa, actually. And he was in Syria. And he was one of the narrators. And he mentioned, he asked about this. And how did the Prophet ﷺ say astaghfirullah? Because he said, he sought forgiveness three times. And he said he would say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So that's how he would say it. So that's the sunnah that we practice. After we say salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta salamu wa minka salamu. And this hadith is authentic, so know for sure that when we say this, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all of our shortcomings outside and inside of our acts of worship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that remember His greatness, sirran wa alaniya, in secret and in open. We ask as-salam to grant us as-salam, salama. We ask the one that is the grant of security to grant us security in this life and security from the shayateen and security in our iman and security in our du'as where we hope and know that He will grant it to those if we are sincere, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask As-Salam to grant Salama to our brothers and sisters in Ghazza, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Salama in their iman, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to where they worship You with Ihsan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.